Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
I've missed that intro. It's been a while, friends. That song and intro is almost as infamous as the Masters, I feel like. Welcome back, Delco.
We're back.
Rough year for you last year.
Yeah, but we won the Canadian Open. Much like Canada with Nick Taylor. We all won. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It was that the guy who hit the fucking
73-foot putt?
That's right.
To beat
Tommy. Turned it off because homeboy hit it off the fucking... Once he hit it off that house or whatever it was like, I'm all good on this. I can't do this.
You got relief.
It was the worst playoff of all time. And I didn't find out until the next day that he hit that 73-footer. It was pretty funny. But kids, we're back. Golf show is back. The fun little lottery tickets that you love every single week are back. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000 over there. You can win a lot of money on these golf picks. I like to look at it as a little tiny lottery pick every single week over there. Just drop a hunch. Well, I do. I drop a hunch on these, and then I kind of look away, and then, you know, you hit one of them. It'll pay for the entire year, let alone if you hit four like I did last year. It's a nice little little tidy sum.
You bet Scotty Scheffler every week, so...
No.
Statistically speaking, you lost money on Scotty Scheffler.
I stopped doing that, dude. I told you I stopped doing that. I didn't believe in Scotty. I don't believe in Scotty now either, by the way.
You should.
Can't putt.
Scotty's got a big year coming for him.
He'll be in the top five.
He's probably going to win the Masters.
Single tournaments.
He's probably going to win the Masters.
He'll win every single tournaments is a top five pick, but he will not win you picking the winner anymore. I don't believe in his putting. I'm sorry, I don't.
It doesn't matter. He won so many times last year. Most of your wins last year were Scotty Scheffler.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were.
I won twice on Scotty Scheffler. I won twice on two other people. Either way, you got beat, okay?
Yeah.
It's your own fault. You don't want to pick Scotty Scheffler. Don't pick Scotty Scheffler. If you hate money, you hate money, and that's
favorites.
Fine.
We don't do
favorites. We don't do favorites. I don't mind. I'll try to pick who I want in this world here. We got one more sponsor, too. We got Lucy, which I don't know if you took it. Maybe you need it. Because it'll increase alertness, attention, and your mood. Because right now, your mood's not great, Delco. You're already down. We haven't even started the first show of the year
I'm not
yet.
Down.
You seem a little down, dude. You can focus better, think deeper, inspire creativity, relax. And that's what makes Lucy unique. 100% pure, tobacco-free nicotine. You'll never, ever find tobacco in any of their products. Lucy pouches are available in five strengths, anywhere from 2 to 12 milligrams, 12 different flavors, cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple ice, espresso, which is nice. And you're going to use this stuff to stay awake and alert. Jesse's even using these goddamn things. So well, she loves them. I love them. They're never here because everybody steals them. My money's on Joel. That's what my guess is, dude.
No, it's Jake.
Is it Jake?
That's Jake.
Son of a bitch.
From Softcore History.
He's the one that's been fucking jacking
these. He takes all
this.
Of them, yeah.
Okay. I understand it, dude. I understand it. So if you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, the pouches, or the gum, go to lucy.co/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That is lucy.co and use the code DRINKINGBROS to get 20% off and, as always, free shipping, okay? Lucy products, by the way, are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning. Product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, okay? Sorry, I'm all jacked up. First show of the year. I'm excited.
I know.
We remember what happened last year?
The Tournament of Champions, unfortunately.
Because
we were off.
Not unfortunately. That was a fine one to miss. Did you have that?
Nobody had. I don't think anybody had Chris Kirk.
No.
No.
No. Nobody did.
He does play well in Hawaii, typically. And I was looking to pick him for the Sony this week, but he won last week. So I was like, never mind.
Can't do it, right?
He's not going back to back.
A lot of people were saying on the message boards that he could go back to back this week. It's so rare in golf.
He's played well here in Honolulu, but I don't see it.
No.
He's won, granted, a little bit of a second half of his career resurgence since kicking the alcoholism.
Yeah.
The depression.
It happens.
He's won twice in the last 2 years, so he's clearly on the up and up.
He is, but this is the Ulai tournament. Did you pick an Asian? Be honest.
For this?
Yeah.
Well, two straight Asians, two straight years have won the Sony. Hideki saying. Won 2 years ago, and last year was Siwoo Kim.
Yeah.
So I had to,
I fucking knew it. I've got one, too. I've got one, too. I'm on. Who do you got this week?
All right, so this week, I'm going to go with a guy. This is kind of what you know, some of my friends over at No Laying Up call the mule events. It's where guys that aren't your typical star show up. It's the lesser known guys. The guys that probably won't even be on tour when ultimately Saudi Arabia takes over and just makes us a 60-man all-star roster.
Is that what's going to happen this year?
This is kind of like a, I would say, a transition year.
Okay.
It's going to be a weird, dull year, but like ultimately, I believe, Live Golf, PGA, it's going to become kind of a superstar tour. It's going to be like guys that matter, and then all these guys that are fringe guys are going to get kind of booted.
But is that not, I mean, it's I struggle with this because like you watch the FedEx tournaments where everybody has to play, and there's so much money on the line. And it is the best of the best, so you know you're seeing the best golfers at the highest level. Like, is it necessarily a bad thing?
No, probably not. Okay. You do need guys for those superstars to beat, though.
You do, but if it's superstar against superstar, then it's like, all right.
It's better, but it's a smaller field, right? So
yes.
Which will,
I don't mind that
in turn, result in bigger names winning more tournaments. You won't have these fringe guys just coming out of nowhere.
There's only one negative impact I can think that this would have on golf itself, and that's people who are going in person. Because with a 60-man, it's
less groups.
Shorter, less groups.
I mean,
you can't rage more.
We're in Phoenix, right?
Yep.
And you just had group after group coming all day.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it'll be less.
I know.
Less time to party.
And that sucks. Like, I went to... Oh, you and I were there at the same event in 17. Austin.
Oh, well, yeah, the match play.
Yeah, and like... It was short, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. I wanted to rage more, and I felt like I was getting thrown out of prom early, where I was just like, all right. I guess. Who do you got to win this week here?
So, of course, this is my second home, Honolulu.
Obviously.
Island Dan.
Yeah.
Island Bob.
Yeah. Both you guys.
I just connect with this island in just a spiritual way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm seeing the ball here right off the start. I think we're going to call a winner week one.
I did that last year.
How'd you do that?
Justin Rose.
Week one was not Pebble.
Was it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
We picked the Century Tournament champions, and then we picked Sony. And then you said an Asian will win, and an Asian did win, but you picked the wrong Asian.
Well, look, that's going to happen, because there's 9,000 Asians in
you
this
You tried
tournament.
To take credit for a win by saying an Asian would win.
Yeah,
you tried to take credit.
Sure did. You can bet on my book, you can bet on races.
You can bet top Asian. You can't.
Sure can.
The ethnicity of the winner.
Top Asian is a fucking race.
Sure.
So, is it not?
We're going to go with a guy that I often like to see as one of the kings of the mules, like one of the top echelon of the lower end guys.
Okay.
We're going with JT Poston. We're going with the Postman. We're going 30-1 JT Poston. Then we're going with our Asian pick.
There you go.
At 35-1, Ben On. Ben On's coming off a suspension for PEDs. Coming off one of his best seasons in a long time. He had to play the Korn Ferry Tour and then ultimately was starting to get hot. Played well last week too in Hawaii. Has a decent track record here. Ben On, I believe, is due for a win. And then another guy that we've kind of been flirting with the last 2 years. He's been showing up here and there. Hasn't closed the deal yet, but I think he's ready. Denny McCarthy.
All right.
Denny McCarthy at 36-1. And then, Joel, you can put up the card now. First round leader, Hayden Buckley at 110-1.
Wow. That is a big boy total. Why him?
Plays well here every year, and I don't think he's going to win. Hayden Buckley, but I do see him potentially coming out hot and just, you know, shooting like a 63, 64 tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I like the balls on that. I've never heard of Hayden Buckley. I couldn't tell you where he's from, what he does, nothing.
The Buck Man.
Is that what they call him?
I think you can just take the first like syllable of anybody's last name and then just put man
at after the end. Yeah. Sure, and it'll play. I like it. All right. You know, I got my picks as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with first one. I'll start with my Asian. You know, I was going to pick an Asian this week. Mm-hmm. I had to. I'm actually going with Hiduki, the old Dukester himself, dude.
I thought he was like a...
Last year, he was off my list, yes. Yeah. I told you he was dead. It was last year.
Okay, so you revived him.
Well, it's a new year, new me.
He's been resuscitated.
New year, new me, and it's at 50-1.
You're like Jesus Christ. You brought him back from the dead.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to, but yeah, I'm the next coming of Christ.
Yeah.
But it was 50-1. Like, that's in a field that's, you know, full of these fucking donkeys here. Like,
and a former winner, 50-1, yeah. Hideki's right? A major champion.
Why is he 50-1? I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know. He's hurt all last year.
So, but I heard he's fine. Like, I was reading up on him over the weekend. Like, he should be all right.
Should
50
be.
To 1 is strange for a
former... It's good value for Hideki.
Yeah. So I've got Hiduki there. I've got Russell Henley, mm-hmm, at 22-1 here. And then another guy that I bet on a few times last year. This is not a new year, new me. With this pick, I've picked this guy a few times last year. He didn't come through for me. I'm going back to the well with Corey Connors this year at 26-1. And those are my three dudes this week. Now, if I had to pick a first round leader, I'm going to go with Thigala here. Sahith Thigala is my first round leader. When he does come out and come out hot, he can post a big boy number here. And he does all right.
I mean, he finished second last week.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he does all right at these goddamn things. It's not a terrible bet. So that's going to be my first round leader here. But usually it is one of these unknown guys. And they do post some crazy number that we've never, ever heard of. And then they fade over the weekend. We'll see if that comes to fruition here. Because usually that's what I do. And I never won once last year.
Hmm.
Did you? Did you ever pick a first round leader last year?
Not last year, year before.
Yeah, and I've never done it. I've never been able to do it. So
it's such a great feeling.
I
like Thursday is
can't
over.
Imagine.
And you're like, wow, man, look at that number.
It's gonna be a great weekend.
How can I blow that number with NFL games?
Especially this weekend, dude. Oh, there's so many NFL games to bet on. But yeah, those are my picks. So once again, it's Hiduki, Matsuyama at 50-1, Corey Connors 26-1, Russell Henley at 22-1 there. Those are my three. And then Delco.
And we are going JT Poston.
Mm-hmm.
Ben on, which if you look on my bookie, Joel, go ahead and put the card up again.
Yep.
That is how it is spelt out.
Okay.
It's not just Ben on. That's his American name. It's Byung Hong on.
There we go.
And then Denny McCarthy. And of course, first round leader, the Buck Man, Hayden Buckley.
I like Denny McCarthy, by the way. I think it's a good pick.
I think he's due, man. He's got to get a win.
I did too. I bet him a lot last year, and like he never came through.
So blew the Memorial, I believe, against.
Sure did.
And then our boy Vic kind of took over and won that.
No, not stoked about it. Wanted to ask you here about Tiger and Nike. 27 years gone. You don't give a shit?
I mean,
I feel part of me feels sad.
They go hand in hand, yeah. All the big moments, you have the Nike, the ball, the clothes. He wasn't playing Nike equipment anyway at this point because Nike doesn't make equipment anymore.
Oh, no, they're out of golf altogether?
They've been, yeah, they were only making
for clubs?
Clothes for a while, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but it was 27 years. They posted, you know, one of his most iconic pictures.
Have you ever played with Nike clubs too? They suck.
No, never have.
Imagine, the biggest question is, what would Tiger, how many times would Tiger have won if he didn't play Nike clubs half of his career?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You're going through you got a sickness there.
I think Nike's taking me out. Yeah.
Could be. Every time you shit on Nike, somebody comes down, dude.
I can't get a word out, yeah.
No, you can't. It's fine. I'll take over from
something
here.
Like clicked in my head.
Yeah. It's China, brother. But as far as Tiger's concerns, for whatever reason, he's been popping up in my feed all week, and I've seen two awesome videos with Tiger Woods, and the Nike thing made me sad, and then the other videos made me sad for how much I actually miss Tiger on tour on a regular basis. One was they were doing an event for Happy Gilmore, so they were wearing the Happy Gilmore jerseys.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
And the, of course,
Boston Bruins jersey.
Yeah. So, of course, he goes out there, and everybody's doing the Happy Gilmore swing, and he just absolutely fucking demolishes it. And everybody who was around him, who was a part of this thing, was like, of course, Tiger.
He's all jacked up, too.
It's huge. He's on the gas.
Well, he can't do legs, but
no,
he's upper on all body the gas. Every day.
He looks it, dude.
He should be on all the gas.
He should be. He's like, what, 47, 48 now?
He's getting up there, yeah.
He's getting up there. The other video that I saw was he challenged the guys from the Barstool podcast.
Foreplay.
Yeah. They did a driving contest. The guy from Forepod smoked it, and then Tiger got up there. Did you see this video?
I didn't watch it, but I once got a breakfast with Trent and Riggs.
Okay.
Oh, so in Oklahoma for the World Long Drive contest.
It was Riggs. Yeah. So Riggs crushed a drive, and Tiger said, cool, man. You want me to go next? Oh, I'm ready. And he goes, all right, cool. Tiger gets down on his knees and fucking smokes a drive from his knees. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I was like, holy shit. Because he's he's 47, 48 years old now at this point. And he looks like he's having fun, doing all the cool shit, and was just like, all right. It kind of reminds me when the last year that Kobe played, where he was finally enjoying the game and the moment and everything else and who he was. That's who Tiger is right now. I'm just surprised that Nike didn't sign him to a lifetime deal and just have him be the ambassador forever. But
I'm surprised they didn't develop like its own brand, like Jordan.
That's exactly. Yeah. I don't really get it. Like, the Jumpman could have been
the TW.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, I guess all good things come to an end, and this one certainly did. We'll see. He'll sign with somebody else next. I just don't know who it's going to be.
Did you hear about the psychopathic behavior of John Rahm last week?
Mm-mm.
He was still in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if he, like, booked that before he signed with Liv.
Not sure.
But he was just hanging out in Maui.
Just chilling, dude. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's like, can't get the deposit back.
He's off the... Yeah, not that he needs the money. What do you get?
I know. Yeah.
$500 million for going over there?
It's pretty sick, though. And I guess he was like still reaching out to tour players and be like, hey, you wanna like hang? And they're like, no, dude.
We can't hang with you anymore.
It's not
You're
even
not
that.
Here.
It's just like, fuck you.
So, by the way, you said Scottie Scheffler was going to win the Masters. I'm going to go with Rahm because I think he's got a deep hatred inside.
I don't think Rahm's going to go back to back. I think, if anything, Rahm doesn't really have anything going.
He's got the mental part of Rahm wants to crush
everybody.
Oh, Rahm's
great, but I don't think there was any ill will towards the tour. It was more just like,
not at all.
He saw the payday and he knows what's going to happen. He is he's the bargaining chip.
He's the best golfer in the world.
It's not even that. They spent the $600 million so the PGA Tour couldn't fuck around and get private equity money.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, here's a reminder. You fuck around and you back out in the deal we signed on, you know,
we'll start picking off everybody you have. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do it again. Yeah.
It's interesting. It'll be interesting to watch this year. I'm glad golf is back. This one I can get into. Last week I didn't watch any of it. I'm sure you did, obviously, but I didn't get into it.
I started watching it again because I turned the Eagles off when they were down 24-0 to the Giants.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proud of you. Look, kids, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm glad to be back. On Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks here.
I think we're going to have a promising year.
I hope so. I lost every first round leader bet I last year, and I'm not stoked about it.
I've actually limited the amount of times I'm gambling this year.
Okay.
I've cut back.
Proud of you.
The budget. Yeah. Budget's cut back, so it's mostly just golf bets.
Okay. Well, looking forward to it. I'll let you go home and die over there.
I need to get medical attention.
Yeah,
please.
You sure do. Nike's got him. Nike's taking him out over here. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links. I almost missed the end of it, Joel. You know? Shit. New year. We'll see you on the links.